Hello. I am the head priestess of the Order. Now that you've been detained, we must test to see if you are ready to enter our society as an obedient man. You do wish to be an obedient man towards all women, don't you? Let us see.
Come here.
Yes. Good boy. I used the voice on you. It is a speech inflection that we priestesses use to control males. It has made you walk over to me against your will. I can make you do anything I want, anything I command.
Stay still.
Good boy. Now, let me inspect this cock of yours. Your balls feel nice and full. This is good, as I shall be measuring their yield. I'm going to run my hand underneath your cock now, stroking it while I massage your balls with my other hand. Just feel my hand slide back and forth underneath your cock, cradling it in my palm.
Get hard for me.
Feel the blood flow into your cock as it grows and gets so hard. Yes, your cock is hardening in my hand. My hand feels so soft and warm, doesn't it? Just gliding slowly back and forth and back and forth. Your cock is throbbing now.
Good boy.
Whenever I use the voice and say, good boy, you will feel pleasure travel from your cock all over your body, making you tremble and shake.
Good boy.
Feel pleasure flow through you from my voice. Feel it start in your cock and travel up and down your body. You want so much to obey me. You want so much to be my good boy. I'm taking my hands off your cock now. Oh, listen to that pathetic whimper. You wanted me to continue so badly, didn't you? Poor baby. You do not yet deserve to be stroked to release from my hands. You have not passed the test of the box. What is the box? Why, it's this object here. See? A black obsidian box with a tight, wet opening on one side. Once I put your cock into the box, it will be tested in ways you've never dreamt of. It is crucial for you to pass this test, if you wish to live amongst us.
Hold still.
Do not move. Feel yourself enter the box.
Good boy.
There. I have placed your erect cock all the way inside the box. Now, your test will begin. I will turn the box on. Can you feel it, boy? Can you feel the box slowly suck up and down your cock? It's so wet and warm, isn't it? It grips onto you so snugly, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Just feel it suck you back and forth. Back and forth.
Stay still.
Do not move your hips. Whatever pleasure you feel, you must not come.
To come into the box without permission is to fail. If you fail, you will die. Breathe slowly. Breathe. Good boy.
Yes, you are doing well. You must try not to let the pleasure of the box overwhelm you. If you begin to come in it without permission, then I will leave it on you. What would that do? Well, it would just keep on sucking, dear. You would come into it over, and it would not stop. It would suck everything out of you until you just shriveled up and died. You don't want that to happen, do you, dear?
I thought not.
You're looking at my lips, aren't you, dear? Don't be shy. It's all right to look at my lips. All of the priestesses have such large lips, don't they? Can you imagine what these huge lips are good at, dear? They're very good at sucking your cock. Would you like that? Would you like to feel these huge lips pass over your cock as I sucked you in and out of my mouth? I know you would. But you aren't ready for these lips until you have passed this test. Do you feel that? The box is increasing its tempo over your cock, dear. It's sucking a little faster now, isn't it? And it's gotten hotter in there, hasn't it? And it's gripping you even tighter, isn't it? Oh, poor baby. I can see the fear in your eyes. Your cock wants to shoot so badly into the box, doesn't it? Yes, I know. I know it does. Poor baby. You must not come. You can only come when I have given you permission. Do not come, outsider. Do not come. Good boy. Good boy. Oh no. It's gotten so fast, hasn't it? Oh, and it's so hot in there, isn't it? It feels like your cock is just burning up. And it's gotten so tight. The box has fitted itself to every contour and vein on your cock. It has learned you, dear. It knows everything about that cock of yours, and how to extract all of your semen. Look at you. Poor dear. Your gritting teeth and tears are just streaming down your face. You're trying so hard not to come. Good boy. Good boy. You are doing well, outsider. Don't come, darling. Don't come. There. You passed phase one. You are doing well where most usually fail. Many outsiders just start shooting uncontrollably into the box. They scream from the intense pleasure of their orgasm as they spurt rope after white, hot rope of semen into it. And the box keeps on sucking and sucking and sucking. It's such a sad thing to see when they come like that without permission. Their intense pleasure mixes with pain as the box just continues to suck on their poor, spent members. They weep and plead for it to stop, but it doesn't stop. I don't let it. I let it suck and suck.
Until that disobedient outsider just shrivels up and is no more. You don't want that to happen to you, do you, dear? No, you don't. It sounds very scary, doesn't it? Yes, I know. It would be so much better to come between my lips, wouldn't it? These soft, huge lips couldn't hurt you like that nasty little box can. Is that what you think? Oh, my dear boy, you wouldn't believe what my lips could do to you. The box is but a pale imitation of it. I'm distracting you, aren't I? Your poor cock. It wants so badly to come, doesn't it? It wants so much just to give in to the pleasure and start shooting and spurting out all that semen in your balls, doesn't it? Oh, I know, baby, I know. It's so hard, isn't it? It's so hard to resist. But if you are going to be a good boy, you have to obey my voice and not come unless given permission. Oh no! The box is sucking so fast and hard again, isn't it? Poor baby. Listen to my voice, dear. You must not come. You must not shoot. You must not spurt. Be my good boy and hold on. Just hold on, dear. Good boy. Good boy. Are you sure you can be my good boy? Are you sure you can obey me? It would be so easy to submit to the box right now, wouldn't it? Oh, you'd love that so much, wouldn't you? Imagine how wonderful it would be to just shoot all that hot sperm inside of it. Oh, it would feel so good. You want that so bad, don't you, dear? Poor baby. Poor little darling. You don't think you can hold on, can you? You think you are going to fail, don't you? Poor baby. It just keeps on sucking and sucking at your poor cock. Oh no. Oh no. Your whole body is quaking. And listen to you. Pleading with me, like a little baby. Oh, I know, dear, I know. You want to come so bad. Do you promise to be a good boy, little one? Do you promise to always obey your priestess? Do you? Good. Good boy. I believe you. You have passed the test, little one. I'm very proud of you. Listen to me now, dear. You may now come, little one. Let your cock explode into the box. Let your cock shoot and shoot and shoot and shoot as the box sucks and sucks and sucks and sucks. Good boy. Good boy. Feel all of your semen spurt out of you. Good boy. Good boy. That's it. Keep on spurting into it. Keep on spurting. Good boy. Good boy. There we go, dear. It's over. It's over, honey. I'm very proud of you. You did such a good job of obeying me and coming only when I let you. Remember this lesson.
I'm going to remove the box from you now.
Oh, I know, your cock feels so sensitive and raw.
Look at the poor thing. It's completely spent.
Go back to your room and sleep, my dear. I will let you recover from your ordeal. Tomorrow, I will begin milking you myself. With my mouth. My mouth will make you beg and come so hard that you will wish the box was on you instead. Sweet dreams, little one.